This isn't quiet healing in a corner. This is nervous system deep, soul cracking, healing that echoes. The kind that makes you remember who you were before the world told you to be small. Welcome to Empowered as Fuck with Joe Thomas. Welcome to the rebirth, where healing gets to be loud. Hey y'all, and welcome back to Empowered AF with Joe Thomas. I loved all the feedback from episode one, and I am so excited to just dive into this season, get to know all of you who are listening. I'm enjoying the comments, I'm enjoying the feedback, and I'm gonna be honest, when I was writing today's episode, y'all, I got a little emotional myself. This season is not just cracking me open, I think it's gonna crack you open too. So we're gonna kinda just dive on in because this is a topic that I am so deeply passionate about. One day. I hear that all the time. And if I hear one more person tell me they'll do it one day, I might just throw a crystal at y'all. And y'all know I love my crystals, right? So you can imagine how serious I am about this. We have got to talk about the one day syndrome. It's that little phrase we use to make ourselves feel better, right? About not doing the thing that we actually want. One day I'll invest in myself. One day I'll start my business. One day I'll go on vacation. One day I'll slow down. One day I'll do the boudoir session. And sure, sometimes one day sounds responsible. You know, it sounds wise. But most of the time, it's truthfully just fear in disguise. And I get it. I have lived in that one day box, y'all, okay? I didn't just live in it. I decorated it. I had throw pillows in it. I had candles. And I probably had a snack drawer. But here's the thing. Nothing changes in the one day box. And if you're listening to this podcast, we are getting loud this season. And I know you are not here to decorate boxes. You are here to live this next chapter. And that means we're going to rip the lid off this thing today, and we are diving in. So let me tell you about my one day. I was in high school, okay? I was a star soccer player. I was the goalkeeper for our high school team, and I had a scholarship to the University of St. Francis. It was a school that I absolutely loved. Toured the campus, fell in love with it, got an academic scholarship. My soccer picked up the rest. I signed a scholarship to go there. Everyone around me thought I had made it. Hell, I thought I made it. My whole life revolved around practices, games, winning. I played for the Haiti national team. I was on amazing soccer teams. And I had this little running list in my head. One day I'll go hang out with friends more after practice instead of rushing home to get ready for the next thing. One day I'll take more vacations with my friends. One day I'll slow down enough to actually enjoy this incredible season of my life. But I never thought one day wouldn't come. That summer I was invited to go on a trip to the Badlands with a family I was incredibly close to. They were truthfully like a second family to me. I honestly pretty much lived at their home when I wasn't at soccer, and I really wanted to go. My whole body said yes, but soccer always came first, always. There was a practice, there was a game, something I just couldn't miss. And I told myself, one day I'll go on a trip with them. One day I will go to the Badlands with them. Then came that fall. And life, in the way it sometimes does, hit me hard and stopped me in my tracks. We lost one of my really good friends that year. The same friend from the same family I was supposed to travel with. The funeral, the disbelief, the silence in the spaces where their laugh used to be, it all felt like someone had pulled the ground out from underneath me. At 18 years old, I was burying not one, but two of my friends in the same year, literally just months apart. Two people whose names still bring up memories that feel too big for words. And in that moment, standing in the middle of that grief, I realized something that has stayed with me every single day since. Not everyone gets one more day. We like to tell ourselves that time is endless, that there will always be another summer, another fall, another trip, another opportunity. But the truth is, sometimes one day never shows up. And I think about that trip to the Badlands sometimes, about the inside jokes I missed, the pictures I'm not in, the stories that got told without me. And it's not regret as much as it is this deep, sharp awareness that I had the chance and I didn't take it. And from that point on, I stopped asking, when is the perfect time? And I started asking, why not today? Because I learned very painfully that waiting doesn't guarantee more time. Sometimes waiting just guarantees you'll miss the moment altogether. And the irony of it all, I got pregnant that same year and ended up walking away from soccer altogether to raise my daughter. So here's the thing. One day is almost never about timing. It's about safety, or more specifically, the illusion of safety. When your nervous system doesn't feel safe, it's maybe because you grew up in chaos with impossible expectations or just no real safety net. Your brain wires itself to believe that the unknown is dangerous. So think about it. If you were taught that making mistakes would get you in trouble, or that big risks came with big consequences, or that you could lose everything at any moment, why would you run into the unknown? You wouldn't. You'd plan, you'd wait, you'd overthink, you'd say, oh, one day. And from the outside, one day can look responsible, right? It's mature, it's thoughtful. People might even praise you for being smart or practical. But here's the truth most people don't want to admit. One day is often just you micromanaging your own life to avoid making a move until you can guarantee you won't get hurt. You want proof before you leap, certainty before you commit. You want to know the exact outcome before you take the first step. And I get it. That desire for control isn't you being weak. It's your nervous system trying to keep you alive the way it learned how. But here's the problem. That guarantee, it never comes. You can't logic your way into feeling safe to leap. You have to leap first, and then safety grows. The leap is the safety. The decision is the parachute. You build the bridge as you walk across it. You collect proof along the way. But you will never know what that bridge could have been if you keep waiting for the full blueprint to appear before you take the first step. And let me tell you, that blueprint you're waiting for, it doesn't exist. It's something your brain invented to make you feel in control while you stand still. And I'm telling you this with love. Standing still might feel safe, but it's quietly costing you the life you actually want. So I'm going to make this real for you for a minute. How do you know if you're in the one-day mode right now? Let me give you a few things, and I want you to see if you're like, oh, that is me. You've been saying the same goal for 6 months, hell, maybe even a year, maybe 10 years, with no real action. It's the thing you bring up over coffee with your best friend, your spouse, or that you journal about on January 1st, and yet it's still sitting in the same spot on your vision board collecting dust. You research the hell out of everything. You make lists. You have color-coded planners, bookmarked websites. You have saved Pinterest boards, but you never actually start. You're so busy getting ready that you never actually begin. Maybe you talk yourself down from your own dreams. You start off thinking, I'm going to do this really big thing. And within 24 hours, it turns into, well, maybe not this year. Maybe next year will be better. And you just shrink your dreams before you've even had the chance to allow them to breathe life. Maybe you only make new, bold moves when you're in full-on crisis and burnout mode. It's like you wait for the walls to close in before you finally give yourself permission to leap. And listen, I am not pointing fingers, okay? I've done this myself. I've lived it, okay? I've made the list. I've bought the books. I have color-coded everything. Trust me. I've watched the webinars, and then I've done nothing. And I see it in my clients all the time, too. I had a boudoir client once who told me they had been waiting one day for 4 years. 4 years of watching my work, saving my photos, following along in my group, and just telling herself, one day I will do this for me. And you know what happened when she finally booked? She said, I don't know why I waited so long. I could have had this feeling years ago. And I will never forget that. Because it's not just her. That's the thing. Your one day self will never be more ready than your right now self. The only difference between the two is the story you are telling yourself right now. And if you are not careful, you'll keep telling yourself that story until the moment is gone. So I want to talk for a minute about how to break the one day cycle. I want to talk about it without sending your nervous system into a full-on freak out. Because if you have been living in one day for a while, and hell, some of you have probably been there your entire life, here's what I know is true. You don't need a massive overnight transformation. You don't need to burn your whole life down and rebuild it, okay? What you need is a little bit of momentum. What you need is a way to prove to your nervous system that it's safe to move before you feel ready. So, one, I want you just to choose one dream. And I want you to stop trying to overhaul your entire life at once. That's how you overwhelm yourself. That's how you shut down. That's how you spiral. And that's how you end up doing not a damn thing. So I want you to pick that one day thing that matters the absolute most to you right now. The thing that you'd be most devastated to look back on in 10 years and realize you never did. The one thing that at the end of your life, you look back and say, fuck, why didn't I do that? That's what I want you to focus on. And then I want you to ask yourself the future you question. This is one of my favorite coaching tools because I say to my clients all the time, ask yourself, if I already trusted myself to figure it out, what would I do today? Not next year, not when you feel ready, today. When you take, I need to be ready off the table, you start to realize that the only thing keeping you from moving is fear, not lack of ability. You can figure it out. You have figured out hard things before. Most of the time, the excuses we are putting forth on the table as to why we can't do X, Y, and Z is so that way we don't have to acknowledge what the real fear is, which is usually that we're afraid to fail. And sometimes it's afraid that we will succeed. And then step three, I want you to take one micro action today. Just one. That's it. Book the consult. Go make the call. Sign up for a class today. Send an email. Just post the thing. Whatever the thing is, whatever it is for you. Hell, buy the damn ticket and go to the concert. Go on the vacation. I don't give a damn. Whatever it is, do one action today to get yourself closer to it. And here's the key. It does not have to be perfect. Perfection doesn't exist. Sorry, perfectionists. That's not real. That's a trauma response. And it doesn't have to be a full plan. Okay? It just has to be real. Messy action is a love letter to your future self. It says, I am done waiting. I believe in you enough to start now. And every time you do this, you are teaching your nervous system that movement is safe, that you can take a step without having all the answers, and you're still going to survive. And the more often you do that, the more your one day starts to turn into day one. So here's what I know for sure. One day runs out. It doesn't announce itself. It doesn't show up in a pretty bow. There is no countdown clock telling you how many one days you have left. It just is. And it slips away quietly. And before you know it, one day turns into I wish I would have. It becomes a highlight reel in your mind. Not of what you did, but of what you let pass you by. The trips you didn't take, the conversations you never started, the dreams you kept tucked away for later, that somehow got buried under laundry and bills and the never-ending to-do list that really didn't have to be done. And I have to tell you this, and I mean this from my heart. I've never in my life met a woman or a man who regretted betting on herself before she was ready. Not one freaking woman. Was it scary? Yeah. Every radical decision I've made was scary as shit. Did it stretch her? Yeah. A lot of my decisions have stretched me. But did they ever have regret? Hell no. I don't regret a single thing I've done in my life, because it's always gotten me exactly where the universe needed me to be. But what I can tell you is I have met hundreds of women and men who regret waiting, who regretted waiting. Waiting until the kids were older, waiting until the money felt easier, waiting until they felt confident enough or qualified enough or perfect enough. And here's the really, really sad truth about that. A lot of them waited until they were in full-on crisis to finally move. And sometimes it was worse. They waited until the opportunity was gone, or their time just freaking ran out. So I'm going to ask you a question, and I don't want you to overthink it. I don't want you to plan your answer. I don't really want you to try to make it perfect, because I know some of you are going to try to. I just really want you to feel this today. What is that one thing you've been waiting for? And what is one thing, just one, you could do about it today? Not next month, not after things settle down, today. Because here's the reality. Nothing magical happens one day, but everything can change on day one. If this called you out lovingly, of course, it's not an accident. It's a sign, okay? It means there's something you're craving, something you're circling in your mind, dreaming about, maybe even researching late at night, but you're still trying to time it just right. And I want you to hear me when I say this. You don't have to wait until it's perfect. You don't have to wait until you're ready, because the truth is, ready isn't a feeling, it's a decision. This is exact work I help women do, moving from one day into day one, but from a place of nervous system safety, not chaos. So when you leap, you land in overflow, not burnout. And we're going deeper into all of that this season. The hidden patterns that keep you stuck, the stories you've been telling yourself for years, and the nervous system shifts that make it feel safe to actually live the life you've been talking about and craving. And if money is the one day thing that you keep putting off, if it's the thing you avoid, the thing you overmanage, or maybe you never quite feel safe with it, then you need to be in Unfuck Your Money. It is a free 3-day live that starts on a Monday, August 18th. This is where we take the shame, the fear, and chaos out of your money story and replace it with trust, clarity, and the ability to hold more without spiraling. The link is in the show notes. Go check it out. And when you're ready, make the decision to start now. Share this with your friends. Go ahead and make sure you're tuned in next week for another amazing episode. Because one day isn't coming, y'all. But today is right here.